Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What about Mary Walter here with Vince Colonese?
And joining us right now, Principal Deputy Press Secretary for the White House, Raj Shah, joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. Raj, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for having me on, guys.
Really, really great to have you. Because we want to ask you a lot of questions, including about especially immigration this week. The president holding that bipartisan meeting earlier at the White House, getting congressmen and senators together to find out what it is their priorities are. And as he was going through that meeting, a lot of his supporters left a bit confused. You heard people like Ann Coulter and Tucker Carlson coming out this week saying, I don't know if this is what we want. What would be in the first piece of legislation if a DACA deal is reached?
Well, let me just say, I was in the room for that meeting, both the part that was open to the cameras and the part that wasn't. What you saw was a president with a real strong command of the issue, understanding, you know, what works and doesn't. Somebody who talks to the Border Patrol and Border Patrol agents and a DHS secretary frequently about this issue. He does understand what's necessary for both securing the border and ensuring that it's enforced, but also trying to show some compassion toward the individuals who have come here as children illegally. So what the president's looking at is a bill of some sort that Congress negotiates that reaches some consensus on four issues, four topics. One is DACA and providing some sort of permanent fix for these individuals. The others are chain migration, and ensuring that the individuals who are legalized then can't bring in dozens and dozens of family members. Also, the issue of border security and a physical barrier. The border wall is essential, and the president reiterated that yesterday. And then looking at that visa lottery system, the system that has brought in so many individuals from countries who, frankly, don't want to, they can't qualify to come here, and so they get thrown in a lottery system. It's maybe the most ridiculous immigration program that exists. So it's a narrowed scope that'll ensure that less illegal immigration comes into the country when we grant some sort of legal rights to this protected status.
So all four of those elements, DACA, chain migration, border security, and the diversity visa lottery, would be a part of a single piece of legislation?
Yeah, that's correct. That's what we're looking at, and those are the principles that the Democrats and Republicans walked out of that meeting talking about. Obviously, Democrats are going to put some emphasis on one over another, and Republicans likewise. But, you know, the president mediated a discussion that really narrowed the focus and I thought made some real progress.
Now, you say all this. We were left with a different impression a little bit earlier. We spoke with Kayleigh McEnany from the RNC. She said that the wall and DACA may be together in a single piece of legislation with everything else maybe for another piece of legislation. You're saying that's not true. All for one piece of legislation on the president's desk.
Well, I think the wall and border security measures might be the stickiest point. I think that there was pretty broad consensus that reforms to the chain migration program and the visa lottery program were areas where Democrats agree quite a bit with Republicans. So the wall and border security really do seem to be areas where you know, we're going to have to work together. And I think Democrats are going to have to be briefed by our Border Patrol agents, our Secretary of Homeland Security. Let her and others in the Border Patrol explain exactly what's necessary. See, the problem with just legalizing folks or just creating a wall without either the interior enforcement measures, the reforms to chain migration, the reforms to the visa lottery system is that you only fix part of the problem and maybe you make it worse. What we need to do is create a situation where we're not here 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now negotiating because another several hundred thousand illegal immigrants came into the country.
What does the president mean when he says comprehensive immigration reform?
Well, I think he's talking about the issue broadly, saying that there are millions of people who've come here illegally who live here, and many of them have not committed violent crimes or violent acts. But we also need serious enforcement measures for those who have. We need to ensure that the border is fully secure, not just through this bill, but through other measures. And then we need broad legal immigration reform. There's a lot of issues from merit-based immigration to reforming the H-1B visa system to rooting out fraud. I mean, there's a whole host of issues that we need to confront and tackle so we know who's coming into this country, and we know that our immigration system has the primary priorities of protecting American national security and public safety and helping American workers in our economy. There's so much to tackle that doing it all at once in one fell swoop with a March 5th deadline doesn't seem practical.
Well, the March 5th deadline, though, is somewhat arbitrary just because of DACA, which there is nothing wrong with allowing it to just keep going because it puts more pressure on the Democrats. What could the Republicans use, though, as a bargaining chip to get all these other things once they give the Democrats DACA?
Well, I think Democrats have a whole host of priorities on immigration reform. They want to see legal status for other individuals who come into this country illegally. And that's something the president is willing to talk about and I think willing to discuss. But I think the first thing is first is that we now have a universe of issues where there is some agreement that this is sort of the ground for an initial debate and initial discussion. If we're able to get a bill together with this, it will provide good faith for further negotiation.
Okay, let me just stop for a moment. I want to pause on that point. Sure. Steve King has been warning that trading DACA amnesty for things that, in order to get the things that Republicans want, is going to lead to basically amnesties of any kind being used as a bargaining chip in every other immigration battle going forward. What you just suggested is that legal status is on the table for other groups of people, right?
What I'm saying is that a discussion about these issues is certainly on the table and that the president wants to invite that discussion. But part of that is when you narrow the scope of a debate about a bill that has to be passed right by March 5th, you shouldn't close the door on discussions in the future about other issues. But right now we have several acute issues that have to get addressed. You can't have DACA without border security, without visa lottery system reform, and without an end to certain chain migration policies. So those are the things that have to be addressed in the immediate term.
Okay, let me ask you something about the bilateral the president had yesterday, because during that he again referred to the Russia collusion investigation as a hoax. I'm interested, do you find any elements, does the White House find any elements of the Russia investigation to be credible?
We don't find, frankly speaking, the genesis of this investigation appears to be, this dossier, this kind of phony dossier that was paid for by the Clinton campaign. It seemed to both fill reporters' inboxes and law enforcement officials' inboxes with misleading information or false information, alleging all sorts of things that have not been corroborated. And that seems to be the basis for launching, these congressional probes, the FBI, others. You're starting to see things you've seen about this investigation within the FBI and within the Department of Justice, especially in the early stages, these text messages from agents involved, other things that show political bias. We think that, there needs to be, and the president's legal team has spoken to this, a real investigation of how the Department of Justice got here, how the FBI began this investigation, and what potential elements of political bias led to this. Because right now you're seeing, a wall-to-wall investigation. You're seeing leaks across the board. What you're not seeing is an ounce or a shred of evidence of any kind of collusion between the Russian government and the Trump campaign. We just haven't seen it. That dog doesn't bark. And so, what we're seeing now is sort of what the president's called a witch hunt, and no evidence to back it up. And so we find sort of the whole inquiry and the line of questioning to be something that's not going to really add up to a whole lot.
All right. Rod Shaw from the White House. Really appreciate your clarity on a whole bunch of issues this morning. Appreciate that, sir.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Have you again soon. 8:15 now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. we do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.